Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We will be hearing from Jerry Jones right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevy, Corey, Mike. I'm sorry about my voice, but I've been talking since 5 o'clock. I guess I've strained it a little.
Fun conversations, important conversations. What have you been talking about?
All of the above.
Okay, great.
So, all of the above. Told a lot of jokes. Had a lot of serious talk. Made a few decisions. Choked on some of them. No, all good.
All right. So I'm going to give you an option here. Would you like to tell us one of your important decisions or one of your jokes?
Oh, I like this.
Well, I like it. Banana bread or bran muffin. So
like
that took a little thinking about it, and I decided for a croissant and egg and sausage.
Okay.
That was a tough decision.
I thought that was the start of the joke for a second, and I was...
That was about 6:30 this morning.
So we just heard Mike McCarthy talk about you can see the signs of improvement from the Cowboys, whether it's the last 2 weeks or whatever span of time you believe. What are some of the signs that you see from this club that it is improving?
Well, first of all, that's logical because of the repetition. We've now overcome. I don't know that, but we have certainly advanced from no training camp, no off season. So you logically would say if repetition, if practice makes you better, then you ought to be better. And, of course, we've had some young players get some great repetition in competition in games. Boy, that's at a premium. That's something that you pay a price to get, the mistakes that go with a young player, but, boy, do you gain on it with terms of usually their talent level and their availability level. So all of that is good. It just makes all the sense in the world that those, especially those younger guys, would be better. It makes a lot of sense that Van Der Esch, who was limited early, now is better physically. And so I go to that availability thing, and things are getting better there. You take the fact that we've got the veteran quarterback and Andy Dalton out there. So if you just analyze it just from normal course of things, it ought to be better. New coaching staff has had more time with these players, and now then the kinds of things that they're wanting to do technique-wise are really coming to bear. So it just makes all the sense in the world. We ought to be better. Now, we're a little less healthy. That's concerning than when we started, obviously, without Dak to start with. But still, I see it. You can just walk out there and look and see that you're a better team.
Well, I guess, Jerry, to kind of follow up with that then, so trying to project for whatever next season's team will look like and trying to assess what you have in front of you, what are the things that I guess you're looking for that you consider success in this type of year?
Oh, well, I just can't it's still hard to get there as far as success is concerned. But I will say this, that I don't in any way give us a negative or a real handicap going up here against Minnesota. Now, we saw Minnesota play there Monday night, and or I guess it's Monday night, but we saw them play, and we know they're solid. I feel we can play a solid team and play well enough to win. And so I look at it that way. And so I'm looking at what we're doing fresh against what I saw out there the other night with Minnesota. And that's the way I look at it, just the old proverbial one game at a time. Yes, I see improvement from how we're using Zeke specifically. I think your quarterback will be able to make Zeke more effectively, and certainly Zeke complements the quarterback. We really like what we're doing with Schultz at tight end. That's something we didn't have as much early. So all of these things make us a better team. We're a better team now than that's walking out here against Minnesota than we were 3 weeks ago going on the way.
Well, Jerry, speaking of better team, I don't know how much you've done this. I've done this. And if you guys can beat New York, Philadelphia, and Washington the rest of the way, that would put you at 5-11. There's a good chance that if you guys were just able to accomplish that, you have a good chance of winning this division. And one other win besides those three, and you guys are likely the division champs. How much have you looked at what New York, Philadelphia, and Washington have to do? I know 2-7 looks horrible, but if you guys can get to 5-11 and they're the right three wins, you could win this division.
Yeah. Look, I've seen so much in my time on the football field, off the football field, that had to do with where you are at the time. Where you are at the time. Now, if we can stay in the hunt on any basis, and if we line up and we line up in January, one series at a time, and we line up out there, this is a year where you could do some real damage if you can get there. Now, the path, it seems to be a commonly used word today, political and otherwise, but the path to get there is daunting. But if we get there, we can get there with a team that might be capable of doing more than we're given credit for right today. I know that there's just no way. We hear about preparing for next year. We hear about doing some things like that. There's no way I can go there at this time. I'm interested in what we're going to do up here against Minnesota. If we do some good things on the field and take advantage of some things we're talking about right here, then I'm not going to be ready to talk next year for a long time.
I'm really glad that you said that, because that thought had just crossed my mind. I know you hear that from the fans. Do you understand why fans sometimes think like that, or does it irritate you when you're like, we're still in the midst of the season and people are talking about draft position next year and all this and that?
There's no irritation at all. It's certainly understandable, and, where nature makes us want to look around the corner and want to think ahead. If you're trying to execute, if you've got to make that decision that hour, then make no mistake about it. I look at it from what we're going to be doing up here against Minnesota. You say, well, are you just completely tone deaf? Don't you see that you might need to make some decisions with next year in mind? Well, we know how to shade it a little bit if it's necessary, but usually those are rare to shade it going into a weekend. You want to deal with what you've got facing you the next two or three days.
Jerry, Kevin and I, whenever we were doing our show before, we talked about Mike Zimmer as the toughest SOB we'd ever thought of as a coach.
Yes.
Because he's had 10 eye surgeries, and at one point I think the quote was, if I have to have another one, just remove the eye. Is he one of the toughest coaches you've ever come across?
Well, Mike has got a wonderful demeanor for football. He's a great guy. He's a great guy, but he's genuine. That's his real personality. You would have thought he's his dad's twin. They are so much alike. And he was born to coach. I've seen him in all kinds of situations, all the way up through when he was Dave Campo's coordinator, a young guy there with Dave, all the way up through Bill Parcells. certainly consider him one of the best coaches there are, is, in a period. And love the way he's been such a really role model for his son, his family. You know, Mike's had and his family have had to really deal with some things that are real challenges relative to the death of his wife and many things like that. That I just admire him so much. He just will take adversity and just keep walking and keep staring it down. I'm really proud of the success he's had. Proud to know him.
Man, that's a great story on Zim. I want to go back to Ezekiel Elliott. You mentioned him earlier and maybe the progress he is making during this season. And look, I guess this is just looking at basic stats and just how unbelievable he was his rookie year and how many 30-plus yard gains that he had. And I've been critical of that he seems to not be able to be elusive in the second level and make guys miss or break the tackle and keep going. I know he works hard for those first downs for you, Jerry. But have you been at all looking at it going, man, we'd love to see him be able to get some jukes where he makes guys miss or he runs through tackles and get those 20-plus yard runs?
Well, I think we're selling him short. And you say, well, numbers don't sell anything short, but I think you're selling him short.
Okay.
He's certainly early when we were full-blown on offense. He was making some things happen. Got those turnovers early that put a lot of focus on what he was doing, but still, I know the impact he has on opposing defenses. I know what I see him do relative to the kind of thing he brings to football, his physicalness, his enthusiasm. His ability to just his innate, he's our best football player. He's our best one. And having said that, we just got to have more chances to expose him to the defense, and we're going to do that.
I just wanted to make sure I caught that part right. Like, he's your best running back, or he is the best player on the team?
In my mind, he's our best player.
All right. Now, you mentioned the offensive line. What have you thought about the, I guess, the progression of some of the younger players or the way the offensive line has held together under, obviously, a lot of injury stress this season?
If you look at how Steele, or if you look at how Connor Williams, if you look at how these younger players are how their game is evolving, then you've got to feel good about where your future is. The cohesion of an offensive line is a complicated thing. And that's putting it relative to other parts of football. And we have outstanding coaching there. I was advised early on the place to have your very best coaches. The place that you need your very best one is in the offensive line. Secondary came in behind that. But our offensive line coaches are outstanding, and I'm pleased with what they're doing with the makeup of this young group, and it is young. It doesn't do you any good today to picture what should have been out there, what's going to be out there in 4 or 5 months if you look ahead. That doesn't do you any good at all today. What does do you some good is to know that these players you got are practicing, and they're getting these reps in these games, and they're basically enduring and incurring the kinds of things mentally that an offensive lineman has to be, and how he has to make up for plays that he might have done better, have his weight out over his toes, so many things. We're getting all of that. It's going to hold good stead for us as we go into the end of the year.
And Jerry, to kind of go along with the evolution of a year, but like look at the sport now to whenever you bought the team. When you see offenses having like great success passing the ball, is that what the league has kind of been envisioning for this league to become, like this kind of an aerial assault as opposed to the run first it was back in the day?
Yeah, there's no question that we've evolved to just your basic look at your pass interference penalty alone, and look at the officiating of the pass interference penalty, and look at how much time that has had addressing it, and the interpretation of what's a catch, what's a not, and all of that has evolved toward enhancing the passing game. You know, a subtle item, it used to be your tackles couldn't line up with their outside foot back. They had to line up with it parallel to the other foot. Now, this is way back. But a way that the rules can be adjusted is if you let those end guys drop that foot, start off in a stance with that foot back, they've already got the turn, the hips on the pass rusher there. That made a huge difference when it was done. Now, that's ancient, but it's an example of how you can structure the game to emphasize parts of the game. And certainly we've done that for the passing game in the NFL, and it's a great thing.
Well, obviously we always like talking with you every Friday morning. Thank you again for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you, guys.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.